Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 140 days until the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. I have a bunch of news dealing directly with Donald Trump, with Joe Biden, a whole stack of the political persecution that is going on right now, courtesy of the Biden regime. The Biden regime. Let's refer to it as the Biden regime. And it's just a whole stack. It's just every day. And maybe we shouldn't even forget that hundreds of political prisoners, hundreds, the Biden regime has hundreds of political prisoners in prison right now, and more coming. More coming. Meanwhile, it's the Biden crime family with all their corruption, but they're above the law. They say nobody's above the law. That's projection that they are above the law. Now, this has been the biggest story of the week. And the approach here is, we have to win over the centrist, undecided voters. And I've just seen through my experience that if I just stick to the truth, stick to the path, the left has gone so insane that just people in my life, just friends and family that maybe at one point thought I was crazy, maybe at one point were Democrat voters, even far left liberal progressives, I've just now seen in my life, as I've just stayed on the same path, as I've just used the same logic, had the same morals, the same principles, believed in the same policies, all those people are now like, okay, yeah, you were right. Yep, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get behind you. Yep, I'm going to listen to you. Yep, okay, I'm not dealing with the left anymore. And so that's kind of where we're at right now with like this vapor trail behind the Donald Trump movement. And what's going on with Joe Biden is the latest phenomenon that is going to have so many people looking at us like, okay, what are the Trump supporters doing? What are they thinking? What are they saying? And as long as we stay consistent, this is how we grow our political movement. Now, what am I talking about? What is this big story? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is an utter embarrassment. And I come on this show and we talk a lot of political wonk and policy and practice and application and logic, but most people aren't there. They see Joe Biden falling asleep at the G7 with new footage that just came out. We just showed it on the screen. They see Joe Biden getting lost and wandering away. They see Joe Biden unable to get off of a set. They see Joe Biden slurring and blurring and muttering. Now more coming out of the Oval Office, just speaking gibberish and then cackling at the reporters. They see this. And it's so bad. Now the propaganda, as we covered it yesterday, is telling you it just doesn't exist. It's not even real. And it's so bad now. The Democrats internally are apparently getting ready to remove Joe Biden.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
In the darkness. massive censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So the last 24 hours, the biggest story has been Joe Biden's, I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, the cognitive decline, but it's beyond that. Because Joe Biden isn't really in control of anything. And it's the left-wing Democrat propaganda apparatus with their little trolls on social media and their TV hosts like Joe Scarborough that are trying to prop Biden up. But it's so bad now. If Biden had maybe one or two issues speaking or getting off of a stage, probably could get away with it. Wouldn't be a big story. Most people wouldn't know what's going on. But when it's 30, 40, 50 times, when it's now every time he makes a public appearance, can't get away with it. Too big of a story. So yesterday and today, it has been the number one story, Joe Biden cognitive decline, Joe Biden falling asleep at the G7, Joe Biden getting lost, Joe Biden getting dazed and confused. There's another video out from the Oval Office. He's just speaking gibberish at reporters. I mean, literally. So it's so bad, and now you know how bad it is, and you know it's having an impact because the Democrats are coming out and saying, oh, it doesn't exist, it's not real, it's a deep fake, it's a cheap fake. Now, I'm not going with the same lead as yesterday, but there have been some new developments in the last 24 hours since we were on air and led with this yesterday. And I'm telling you, all the mainstream news last night and this morning, this was the number one story. But it's not just about Joe Biden. We've known Joe Biden can't talk, can't walk, doesn't know where he is, and might have to wear diapers. That's not the news. The news is that the Democrats are telling you that none of it exists. And they're claiming that they're cheap fakes. But as I described yesterday, it truly is paranormal. It's crossing a Rubicon that we've never really experienced. It's not just a political lie of, oh, I'm doing great for the economy, or I'm doing great for the border, all this nonsense. That's just political lies. This is them telling you water isn't wet. This is them telling you the desert isn't hot. This is them telling you that, you name the egregious, like grass isn't green. Just stuff that you can see and observe. Everybody can look at it and witness it and know that it's true. And they tell you, no, that's not true. So that's the big development. And they're running this propaganda campaign, covering up for Joe Biden's malfunctions. It's their top priority now. What's strange is that apparently the top Democrats, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, maybe Kamala Harris, are all plotting to remove Joe Biden. Now, how do you do that? That's the ultimate question. How do you remove the golden relic, like in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom? How do you do the bait and switch without the booby traps taking you down? Is it even possible? Well, apparently that's what they're going to try to do. But in the meantime, they're running their propaganda, telling you Joe Biden is fine and all these videos are fake. They're fake. And I'm just watching this like, oh, please keep it up. Keep telling the average American, keep telling them with 140 days left of the election, when they see Joe Biden falling apart, crumbling, keep telling them that it's not real. Keep telling them not to believe their own lying eyes. You're the source of truth. You're the arbiter of truth and reality, not them. Your grocery bill went up? No, it didn't. The gas prices went up? No, they didn't. They're lower than ever. The inflation? There is no inflation. Yes. Joe Biden is very healthy and fit. Joe Biden is like a spring chicken. Joe Biden, it's Trump that can't talk. It's Trump that's falling apart, not Joe. Yes, keep telling the American people that. Please keep it up. I'm loving it. They run whole stories. So this is what I'm saying, that they've crossed a Rubicon. Because they've just been ignoring it, like, oh, we just... Did Joe Biden just poop his pants on the White House lawn? Let's just ignore it. Oh, Joe Biden just slurred again. Oh, Joe Biden just read end of quote on the teleprompter. Repeat the line. Oh, my gosh. Let's just ignore it. Now they have to address it, and they have to say, nope, that's not what's happening. Associated Press claim, oh, they're fact-checking. Biden froze on stage during his fundraiser and had to be led away by Obama. I mean, it's on video. Everybody's seen it. Multiple angles. HD. And they say, no, that's not what happened. He just was observing the applause and then walked off stage with Obama. And this is all done intentionally, by the way, by Obama to embarrass Joe and to show that he's still the lead dog. He's still the man. He's still Barack. But, you know, Biden did get more votes than Barack. So who's really in charge? Who's really more popular? Biden got so many more votes than Obama. Of course, we all know that's fake. So all over, they're saying, nope, Biden is great. He didn't get let off the stage. Doesn't matter what you saw. And I'm telling you, this is the greatest thing that we could ever have. Because even if they replace Biden, they're destroying themselves as far as their integrity is concerned. They're destroying themselves with the average American. Nobody's going to trust these people. Oh, yeah, the economy's great. They know it's not. Oh, yeah, the border's secure. They know it's not. Yeah, Biden's doing great. He didn't freeze. I can see it on the video. He froze. So it continues to get worse. This is so beautiful. This is like a five-course meal. I mean, just think about what your favorite restaurant, your favorite meal, a nice juicy filet, some cheesy mashed potatoes, some fried lobster. You ever had fried lobster? Oh, yeah. That's what this is like. Just, oh, my gosh, it's just so savory. So the Democrats have this propaganda agent, and he calls his show No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. No Lie is the name of his show. No Lie. Oh, man, serve it up. Serve it up. So he's got to get in on the propaganda stunt. That's telling you Joe Biden is fine. It's not Joe Biden that's having the cognitive problem. It's Donald Trump, he says. So he takes a screenshot of Trump holding someone's hand after an event in Florida. And he says, here's a photo of Trump having to hold someone's hand to guide him off the stage. I'm sure this will get just as much coverage as the daily Biden old story gets. The daily, because it's every day Joe Biden has some sort of a malfunction that shows he's falling apart at the seams. So this is No Lie is what he calls the show. He's the biggest liar you've ever seen. And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot of competition amongst the liberal progressives. There's a lot of competition in the Democrat Party for biggest liar. This guy's going for gold. This guy is going for gold. Now, the ex community notes, it's, I guess you might call it their form of a fact check. And of all the fact checks out there, it's probably the best. It's not perfect, but it's probably the closest to a pure form of kind of a community fact check as it gets. The community note, the community fact check, this is a blatant lie, is what it says. This is a blatant lie. This was a photo of Trump shaking Don Jr.'s hand. So let's just show you what absolute scum. Let's just show you what absolute scum. Here's the actual video. Trump walking off stage, waving to the crowd, huge crowd, gives his son a handshake. Gives his son a handshake and then walks off the stage. No guiding, no struggling, Biden wouldn't even be able to walk on a stage, let alone off a stage like this. And then he lets go and walks off the stage under his own power, pointing people out, waving to the crowds, massive crowds. So this is so perfect. This is so great. And obviously we live in extremely corrupt times. But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the American left, the Democrat media is destroying themselves. Destroying themselves. This absolute low-life douchebag calls his show No Lie, and all he does is lie. It's the epitome. It's the epitome of the left-wing media. It's the epitome of the Democrat Party propaganda. Take whatever they say and assume the opposite is true. And this absolute scumbag thinks that you're so stupid that you can't go watch the full video. He's going to take a single screenshot and say, look, it's Trump getting let off the stage. It's Trump that can't walk off the stage. Like, you can't go watch the video. Like, nobody's going to go watch the whole video and show people what a liar you are. Of course, this guy has no audience. He's just a Democrat propaganda agent. He has no audience. He has no real following. He has no organic engagement. The only engagement he gets is conservatives calling him a liar. But it doesn't matter. He's not there to have a show. He's not there to have a following. He's not there to be entertaining. He's there to put out the Democrat Party propaganda. So they say, hey, put out this photo of Trump with his hand held. We got to do damage control with Biden here. It's getting bad. Obama had to lead him off the stage. Macron had to lead him on a stage. At the G7, he was needing help just to find out where he was. It's really bad. Maloney had to grab him, bring him back into the photo session. We got to hair out. Hey, put out this picture of Trump with his hand embracing his son here, and let's claim it's Trump getting let off the stage. Yeah. Oh, I'm Briler Tyler Cohen. I'm Brian Tyler Cohen. I have no integrity. I have no soul. I'm a total sellout. I'm a total douchebag. Sure, I'll do that. I'll lie for the Democrats. I got nothing else to do. I couldn't do anything else with my life, so I'm just going to lie for the Democrat Party. And even the community notes, which still leans a little left, I mean, definitely leans left, and even the community notes say it's a blatant lie. That I'm telling you, this is a watershed moment, folks. The American left is losing all credibility. They are losing all credibility. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what I've learned. I've been doing this show since 2017. I've been doing political media since like 2013 now, over 10 years. And that's what I've learned over time. It's just the left is destroying itself. So just don't be self-destructive. And that goes for you in your life. That goes for you and your family. Just don't be self-destructive. And the average American that's politically indifferent or apolitical or ignorant, whatever, eventually they're just going to look at you. You're consistent. You're honest. You have integrity. You don't sell out. And meanwhile, they're just looking at the left, just twisting themselves into knots, wrapping themselves in pride flags, telling you that Biden is totally healthy, lying to you about Trump, lying to you about the economy, lying to you about the southern border, just destroying all integrity, all credibility that they have. And then they look back at you and they say, well, this person's remained consistent. It is a blatant lie. And that's all they do. That's all they do. All they do. Total corruption. Total propaganda. And so this is everywhere. This story is everywhere. It's even in some left-wing news outlets. Democrat insiders reveal Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer's secret plot to replace feeble Joe Biden. Now, This thing is so twisted and contorted like a pretzel. It's hard to even imagine. But no matter how they replace Joe Biden, if and when they do, they're going to take massive amounts of damage. Unless there's some natural cause that removes Joe Biden. Which, you know, I want Joe Biden to go all the way. Let's have Trump-Biden round two. Joe Biden's the president of the United States, supposedly. So let's hope that he remains healthy all the way to November 5th. But how are they going to remove Joe Biden after they've done so much fundraising, they've done so much propaganda to support him? They've told you how healthy and fit he is. They've told you he's the greatest president, the most fit for the job ever, greatest for the economy, greatest for the southern border. I mean, you name it. They've been building him up as this monument, this enshrined legend of a president, Joe Biden. And they're just going to pull the plug on him? They're just going to say, oh, no. Oh, he's not mentally fit? What? You've been telling us he's mentally fit. Oh, his policies aren't working. He's losing popularity. What? You've been telling us how successful his policies are. Now, we have a presidential debate coming up in just over a week. Maybe that's a big turning point. Maybe something happens there that changes the tune, changes the narrative. Because the Democrats have to nominate somebody before the end of July and before the convention in mid-August. Unless they want to sacrifice Ohio. Now I suppose they might just figure, screw Ohio. They're going to let our candidate get on the ticket no matter what. And so that might be true. I don't know. But these are all the things that are in the air right now that they're going to have to deal with. So there is no smooth transition. There is no smooth transition for the Democrats. And if they don't go with Kamala Harris, how do they explain that? Because you know they don't want Kamala either. So how do they explain that one? It doesn't matter if they cut a deal with Kamala behind the scenes and say, hey, we'll make you the next Supreme Court justice. Just go silently. Just let us replace you. We don't want you, but we'll put you on the Supreme Court. Just please get out of our way. You might be a worse candidate than Biden. Okay, so they do that behind the scenes. How do they explain it to the public? They're not going to come out and say they cut that deal in this political gangsterism. So how do they explain skipping over the black woman, the proud black woman, the first female and black vice president? How are they going to explain that to the liberals? Shoving her out of the way for Gavin Newsom, another white man? Michelle Obama, really? You think that takes? So there's no way they can do this without taking massive damage. Even, God forbid, Joe Biden can't make it for natural causes. Even that's going to be embarrassing for them after they told you how healthy he was. And that all the videos showing his decline are deep fakes. That's what they said, deep fakes. Yeah, I guess this is like the, you know, you got to cut yourself to see if you still bleed. You know, you got to smash your finger to see if you're still real, if you're still here. It's like, am I even real? Did I just see Joe Biden fall down for the 10th time? Did I just hear Joe Biden muttering gibberish at the media in the Oval Office? Here it is. Here's Joe Biden. Hold on. I'm gonna have to cut myself to see if I'm real, because I might be a deep fake. Or is this Joe Biden muttering gibberish to the media in the Oval Office in clip 6? I mean, folks, what is that? By the way, it's not the first time he's done that. But that's why they can't have a crowd. That's why they can't have a crowd at the presidential debates, because he might go off and just start shouting gibberish at nobody. Play it again. Here you go. Did you hear that? Listen to Joe Biden shouting gibberish at the media. Go ahead.
Are you worried about
What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. That must be a deep fake. That must be a cheap fake. I don't know, guys. Let's go to Corinne Jean-Pierre here. She'll explain what's going on there in clip 7. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here. Okay, so you did not see Biden wandering around Unitaries, falling asleep, drinking drug cocktails, and frisking serving girls? What you actually saw were cheap fakes. It's like a deep fake, but it's just the real video that we don't want people to see. Oh, and I am a black lesbian.
Oh, I feel so much better now, guys. We can all relax. We can all take a deep breath, a sigh of relief. None of it was real. Joe Biden didn't fall over 10 times. Joe Biden did get lost on the international stage. He didn't run off the stage at the D-Day ceremonies. It was a cheap fake. Somebody implanted that. They incepted me. That never happened. Joe Biden didn't just shout gibberish at the media in the Oval Office. That wasn't real. Thank goodness Corinne Jean-Pierre is here to straighten it all out. Otherwise, we could be in big trouble. But I got to tell you, it would appear. How about this one too? Joe Biden falling asleep. This is obviously not real either. Here's Joe Biden falling asleep during Nessun Dorma, which I believe translates to "do not sleep." So he's at an opera singer performing Nessun Dorma, meaning "do not sleep," and Biden falls asleep. Clip 3. Struggling to keep his eyes open, and there he goes, asleep. It must be tough. All right, that's probably a cheap fake too. That's probably a cheap fake. Joe Biden never falls asleep. Oh yeah, he's fallen asleep in the Oval Office in the middle of meetings, and the foreign diplomats look over to talk to him, and they see he's snoring, and they, oh, okay, guess I'll just address the media myself then. But none of it's real, guys. Corinne Jean-Pierre said it's just a cheap fake. And she's a black lesbian, so I can't question her. Wouldn't want to be a bigot. So what are the Democrats going to do? The majority of people now believe, the vast majority of people now believe Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrat nominee. So what are they going to do about it?
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with a FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck, right? You make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits. And that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options, and we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What boom. Makes they call, sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship. And then, boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/goal with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/goal. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection, don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make, and I only promote what I really feel good about, kepm.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I don't want to maybe choose my words. I was just thinking, look. I mean, Putin's kleptocracy. It was in January, after being elected, the late January, early February. Brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and Paul Schramm. And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 15 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say Joe Jobs.
Effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?
That the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years. Pause.
I must follow my orders here. Thank you all for listening.
Oh. Thanks. 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 Okay.
Now look, there's hours of this. Similar gaffes, moments, freezes from Joe Biden. Now, I don't want to spend all my time on this issue, but it's the number one issue right now. And I think it's pretty obvious that the Democrats are going to have to, they're going to have to call an audible. They're going to have to switch goalies. They're going to have to switch quarterbacks. They're going to have to change pitchers. At least that's what the majority of people believe. I'm still kind of thinking they're going to go all the way with Joe. I mean, they've taken him this far and they're running out of time to make their move. But it's just getting so bad. I mean, to run Joe Biden, you're either just planning on an outright theft of the election or you're just waving the white flag and saying, we'll get him in 2028 when Trump is gone. But that's how bad it is. And pretty much everybody sees it at this point. And you know, here's my problem too. And this is just the proof. We're experiencing the living proof of what the American left is really all about. Because I don't have any problem with a political disagreement. I don't have any problem with policy disagreements, issues, whatever. You're going to have disagreements. That's normal. That's politics as it is, as it has been. Disagreeing on certain issues and policies and practices and everything else. So that's normal. This is not normal. This is not normal. And I guess, guys, is this another Biden? Is this a new Biden glitch that's happened since we've been on air for 34 minutes? Huh. Okay. So we got another Biden glitch. But that's what I'm saying. It's every time he has any public appearance. So we'll come back and show this one. This just happened moments ago. Biden addressing the Democrats there. And I haven't seen this one. It's just happened. So every time he speaks, it's a new one. But that's what I'm saying. This isn't politics as normal where you're just disagreeing with your liberal friend or Democrat friend or whatever on a policy or on an issue or on a news story or something. This is them just being outright total liars and frauds. And to go along with this sham presidency, to go along with this Biden crime family presidency, to go along with, oh, Trump is the one in cognitive decline, not Biden. Oh, Trump is the criminal, not Biden. I mean, to go along with that, you're not involved in politics anymore. You're not involved in policy anymore. You're not involved in issues or narratives anymore. You're just an outright liar. You are just an outright corrupted liar that has made the conscious decision you're the bad guy. That's where we're at now. To go along with this is disgusting. To go along with this is disgusting. The problem is, I'm sorry, guys, what was that? We do have the clip. How long is the clip? So to go along with that, and here's the problem. We don't have true political representation in that most Americans don't get the real news story. They don't get the real picture. And then we don't even get real representation as far as how most people think or feel. And then that making it into the media or that making it into any governing bodies. The left overwhelms it. They overwhelm it with noise. They overwhelm it with propaganda to make you think that they're still popular. They still have a big movement. They still have the majority. They don't. This is an extreme fringe majority, an extreme fringe minority now that still goes along with the far left, radical liberalism, communism, Marxism, Bidenism. It is a tiny fraction of Americans that still go along with this. But because they have 90% of the media in their back pocket, because they pay for all the propaganda on social media, because they censor the individuals that they don't like on social media, because they arrest the people that they don't like, we don't get the fair representation. They rig elections. So we don't get the fair representation, which is a whole nother issue, by the way. We need to go back, I think, to how the senators used to be chosen, because I realize this is another way how the Democrats have stolen the country and stolen a lot of the political power was now doing these elections for senators. And it kind of goes back to how they made sure there could be a lot less corruption with the Electoral College, or not letting the cities of New York and Los Angeles control our political future with the Electoral College. It was the same deal with senators getting selected by the representatives. We need to go back to that, because now the Democrats just steal Senate races at a state level by rigging them in Detroit, by rigging them in St. Louis, by rigging them in Atlanta, by rigging them all over. But that's a whole nother issue. So here's the latest Biden gaffe. Just happened, hot off the presses. Every time he has a public appearance, you just bet on it now. Guaranteed. Go ahead.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary, I'm not sure
you're going to do so. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead and play it again.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to do so.
And look at that rat Chuck Schumer in the background. Look at that raw hamburger patty rat and Mayorkas. These are just rats. We just have, oh my gosh. This is the most corrupt administration and corrupt party in the history of this country, folks. It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
Let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, but how you build a car, cars have evolved, or electricity or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses, you know, cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results, and by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Bazo Beat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. But these things work better than any of the medication that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I gave these things away as gifts.
Hold on. This is important. Patients. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone, it's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you. Most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. And you're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the nitrate boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The VasoBeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, they gotta hide this guy, Biden. They're just gonna have to hide him. Every public appearance, every public statement, it's just another gaffe. That time he had a verbal gaffe and then froze. It was a combo piece. He had the two piece there with the freeze and the verbal gaffe. You're getting combo deals now from the Biden gaffes. That's amazing. But it was just a deep fake. You didn't actually see that. And that rat creature, Chuck Schumer and Mayorkas, weren't behind him looking on either. It was all fake. It's all just a deep, cheap fake that you're somehow being confused into thinking is real. Is Chuck Schumer human? I mean, really, have you ever seen a more rat-like creature in your life than Chuck Schumer? I mean, that guy looks like he does some nasty stuff in private. I mean, that guy. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're ruled by these people. All right, I want to show you some social experiments that are happening on the streets dealing with people's politics here in a second. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you can help support us. And we have great products on sale right now. This summer kickoff super sale, up to 40% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like Bodies, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, Liquid Tincture, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and so much more. And man, I could tell you about these products. I'm a product of the product at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't even need my sheet to tell you all about them. Like Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. Now, a lot of people have different uses for this. Like if you have just kind of stiffness from old injuries or maybe just age, or you've got joint pains, whatever the case may be. For me, it's if I have a long workout or I lift heavy weights or I play a lot of basketball or something, you kind of have that stiffness, you kind of have that soreness. And I like to take Bodies after a workout to relieve that inflammation, stiffness, and soreness. So that's what I like it for. But so many different uses. It's the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it also helps with blood flow when you take VasoBeat Complete and or Nitric Boost, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And that just enhances what all the other products do for you because it's great for circulation and cardiovascular function. So these are just some of the great products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews for yourself. Find out why they're rated so highly. And these are our top sellers right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so a couple social experiments, you might say, and it really just shows how the left is putting itself into such a stereotypical corner and they don't even have a clue what goes on in the world. So let's first start with just the great Shane Ritchie asking people if they're going to be voting for Trump or Biden, but then asking people also, who do you think this person is voting for just based off of a picture of them? And it tells a story. So here's that clip in number 13.
Trump or Biden?
Trump.
What about him being like a convicted felon?
I'm a convicted felon.
Guy is voting for Trump or Biden?
I mean, I'm hoping anybody I see is voting for Biden.
Nope.
You're riding with Biden?
Yeah.
Why?
He just has the same values that I stand with over Trump.
Which are?
Just like LGBT issues or immigration issues.
I'm big for like rights and open borders. That's like my two biggest morals.
Yeah, I agree.
What? You think other people could guess that?
I think so.
Who do you think this guy is voting for? Trump or Biden?
Well, by the way he got on with the flowers and with the hat right there. See, he got the grandma hat on, so.
Why?
Because, like, he look green. Like, he look green. Yeah, he don't look like. He look like he'll set somebody up. Like he look like a setup. I ain't gonna cap.
So the modern day liberal progressive Democrats really have a vibe, don't they? They really have a vibe. And then that guy puts it perfectly. Oh, they'll set you up. Yeah, they'll lie to you. They'll deceive you. They'll con you. It's what they do. So, but there's two kind of vibes. There's the Chuck Schumer rat man vibe, just a total rat vibe. Or there's like the limp-wristed, pathetic soy boy con job type. Those are the two vibes, and everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. But, you know, it's funny, and this has always been the case. And you know, when I was out doing my street videos, it was 100% guaranteed every time. If you ask a Trump hater, whatever, Democrat voter, anything about their policy takes or their values or why they like somebody, they don't know. They don't know. They always jump right back to the identity politics. Oh, I like LGBTQ rights. Oh, he's going to vote for Biden because he's black. What? And of course, it's the black guys saying, actually, we're going to be voting for Trump. And then they look at the soy boy cuck liberal and say, yeah, that's a Biden voter right there. Just look at him. He looks like a scheme artist. Looks like he's scheming right now in his little grandma hat. They have a vibe, don't they? And it's funny, do you ever go out with your friends? And you know, you can just tell when there's a liberal in the room. You can just sense their presence. It's like a goblin-like presence, a rat-like presence. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean? I think everybody knows exactly what I mean. You can spot a liberal, whether it's it's a look that they have or an energy that they put off. Most of the time, it's both. You can just tell. Now, most people are just neutral. Most people are just neutral. But you can tell when there's a lefty in the room. You can just feel that demonic presence. You can just see the soy boy cuck nature. You really can point him out. It's really too obvious, isn't it? I think everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this just shows you how ignorant they are on basic geopolitics and issues. This gentleman asks, who do you think would be more likely to support LGBTQ rights? And it's a person in a Trump hat, and then it's a Hamas soldier. And who do you think they say would be more supportive of LGBTQ rights? I mean, I know liberals are too predictable, but here's the proof in clip 12.
Between these two choices, who would you say is more likely to be supportive of the LGBTQ community?
Oh, this dude.
Okay, why would you say that?
Because he's a brown person and he's not for Trump.
Do you think the fact that he's part of Hamas would stop him from supporting that community?
Not at all.
Probably number one.
Number one?
Palestinians.
Why would you say that?
Because Trump supporters are typically anti-LGBT.
Do you think, so somebody that's a member of Hamas, would they support the LGBTQ community?
You know, I'm not sure.
I'd say number one.
Number one?
Number one.
Okay, what makes you say that?
They just look kinder.
Kinder? Do you think that, you know, somebody that's, say, a member of Hamas would be supportive of the gay community? Yeah? What do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe him.
Number one?
He looks a little friendlier.
So one out of the five people, and she's the only one there at the end that's not a pro-Palestine protester. The first four were all pro-Palestine protesters. So it's for our audio audience, it's literally a guy in the Hamas regalia, and it says Hamas soldier on his shirt, and then it's a picture of a guy in a Trump hat. And all the pro-Palestinian people say, oh, the guy in the Hamas soldier outfit, he's going to be more supportive of LGBTQ rights than the Trump supporter. That's how deranged these people are. So they just got their little Palestinian headscarves off of Amazon, and they think they've got it all figured out. That's really something, isn't it? That's really, oh yeah. The Hamas soldiers are big LGBTQ rights people. They're fighting for the LGBTQ community big time. Isn't that ironic? And it just goes to show you, all this stuff is astroturf. Because the truth is, and look, I've never been to Israel. I don't really know. They claim it's like the San Francisco of the Middle East. And there's all kinds of stories and headlines about how gay Israel is. I don't know. I've never been there. And, you know, whatever. It's really gay. It's not gay. I don't really care. I'm more concerned about those wars and us not funding them and keeping innocent people alive. But it's like, who knows? Half of these people wearing their brand new off of Amazon Palestinian headscarves probably would fit in more in Israel because they're probably, most of them are probably gay or some weird sexual orientation. They wouldn't fit in with Hamas, but they're into this delusion. It's like, oh, it's like that guy who's protesting for Black Lives Matter and then he gets punched in the face or they throw a rock through his window. It's like, oh, I'm with you. Yeah, well, they're not with you, Jack.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.